I started doing this back in 2008, I think is when I started. When I started doing it then, it was really more about wanting to find the truth about or expose it, because I had witnessed some things, or people I knew and trusted had witnessed some things. And I didn't want to be on, like, you know, anything major networks. I just wanted to put stuff out there that I thought maybe people have had experiences. And, you know, a lot of things that I exposed or brought forward were from people I knew, because I trusted them and I knew that they were not manipulating things. And so to me, that was probably the closest you could find to being truthful. I mean, I could interview guests that, you know, written books or somewhat well-known and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know them. And I don't know what they're, you know, they may be speaking the truth or they may not. So early on in the days of out there, and you'll know if you go back, we did kind of a, it's out there, out there, out there. And it was fun. You know, I was doing it for fun and exploring things. And somewhere along the way, it switched from paranormal to metaphysical. And obviously that is something that's even means more to me than any of these other things. And then I found out, really, the more I dug into metaphysical, it really kind of explains, in my perception, explains all these things that are going on. You know, it all depends who you listen to or what you feel is your own intuition guiding you towards the truth. What your reference point is, and I guess that's a couple of things I wanted to talk about. So how do we know what the truth is? Do you have a burning desire to find out more like I do? I really do, about spirituality, about unknown things, even history or things I don't know how to, like, you know, I put together my shower and I finally got it. It took a long time, but I ordered, first of all, they gave me the wrong base, and I had to give it back to them, and then they had to order one, and it took several weeks. I ordered shower doors. Well, it turns out they don't fit on this base, so I had to send those back and then order some more. So it took a long process, but I was learning stuff while I was doing it. I was watching videos. I just love to do that, to learn things. I'll only tackle things that I think I'm capable of doing. I'm not going to take apart an engine and put it back together again. You need all the tools anyway if you're going to do something like that. But projects, yeah, I like doing those. And then just even watching the History Channel, I gain a lot on that. And other programs that catch my interest, which are usually a little paranormal. And I don't know if they're true, you know. I always have in the back of my mind, well, this, you know, even if, like Ancient Aliens, some of that could be staged. I mean, some of it could just be, maybe they could be actors. But it's pretty hard not to look at some of the things that they push or they talk about and see that, yeah, this does appear like an ancient race, because it's all over the world. You know, these artifacts were left behind, talking about somebody else that visited us. What these beings were here for, I mean, we don't always know. But we do, you know, it makes sense to me that we definitely were visited. And since I've seen those things in the sky, I'm pretty sure these things exist. So for me, that's a truth, that there's things that I know they exist. Have they visited us? How do you prove that? Unless you have a picture from that time period, you know. Oh, I happen to have a camera because I traveled back in time and there it is. See the alien? So, but it certainly makes sense that that could be a possibility. But I want to talk about what do I do to determine something is true or not? I think intuition, and maybe I don't give myself enough credit for it, I think we all have it, and the more you use it, the more you can sense things, and this has happened to me more than once, where you just get a feeling about something, and then it can turn out to be accurate. So I trust that a lot, and I feel I've developed it. But it doesn't mean that I'm not willing to budge. that. I think if you're looking for the truth, you have to look at all sides, and you have to be willing to let go that you could be wrong on all of it or some of it. So for me, my reference point is always going back to source, going back to God. What do I believe God to be? And this is just through my own experience more than anything, but I believe God to be this being of unconditional love and pure love and pure joy. Because that's what my parents, when they passed away, when they came and visited me, they both, and this was in different time periods, they didn't both come at the same time, but my dad in 96 and my mom in 2011, and they shot a wave of love through me. And it was the most incredible joy. And I just, you know, wherever they're at, that's connected to source. And, you know, how do you prove that source even exists? Well, there seems to be a consciousness out there that seems to hold. Scientists have discovered that there is some kind of energy. And also, my own experience with this being, if you want to call it God or source, when I've asked it for things more than once, something happened right away. And is it just a coincidence or wishful thinking, or did I make it happen? Here, I was sitting on the couch probably several months ago. I don't think it was a year ago, but this thought popped in my head and it said, God is neutral. And I let it just sit there. I thought, where'd that come from? Was that source telling me that, or was my higher self or some other guide? I hadn't really been thinking about it. And I've heard that used before. But then when I stopped and thought about it, it seemed to make sense to me that this being, even if it's a loving, unconditional loving being, and we are basically it, an extension of it, it would have to be neutral. Because here we are in this dimension where there's the yin and the yang, the good and the bad. And you would not pick sides, from my perception of this being, because you'd be going against yourself at times. So you have to allow it to be. And there are others who are here, who volunteer, I believe, who volunteered to assist us on our journey. So we're never alone. And this is a choice, again, how do you prove it? But my truth says this is a choice we make. I guess, you know, there are books written by it. Could they be lying? Sure. But research apparently done on what happens between lives and how we plan to come back here again. So in my mind, all of that seems to ring true, that's accurate. And also, if everything go back to love, so when somebody's talking about something, if they're not coming from that place, maybe part of what they're saying, or maybe a lot of what they're saying, or everything, is not truthful. You know, I think how I used to get drawn into things is that there would be a little bit of truth mixed in with a bunch of other things. And so, you know, you kind of know this, don't you? If you trust that intuition, you know when something sounds right. And so you're going to gravitate towards it. And then, you know, it's easy to kind of fall for the lies. And then eventually you snap out of it. And I guess it just continues. You just have to continue to be open to all possibilities, that even what you hold as sacred right now could be wrong. I'm willing to do that. I think this is the downfall of used to be my downfall years ago, is that, oh no, it doesn't fit into this box. If it doesn't fit, then it's not true. And there was a time that I was not the person I am now. And something just happened. And a switch flipped. And I, you know, I'd had these experiences, these unusual, strange experiences. Couldn't really explain them. And until I really started looking the metaphysical, and then now everything seems to make sense. At least if, you know, it's a potential truth, a theory, if you want to call it that, as to, you know, how do you prove anything 100% unless you have something right in front of you as evidence. So in many ways, this journey to find the truth has led me to where I say, I just don't know. Because you gain some wisdom, you learn some things, and then the more you dig, it's like, the more there is. And who's telling the truth? And I guess you have to trust your intuition. And again, does it line up, for me, does it line up with Source? Would Source, you know, would the universal laws, would Source be a part of this, the way this is being presented? And, you know, that to me helps me kind of clarify a little bit. And I could be wrong, you know. Could be wrong in all of it. I'm willing to go with that. So right now, we have a lot of things being presented to us, don't we? And what is true and what's not true. So let's look at, for example, climate change. Right now, if I were to think the way I used to, and I used to be on board with climate change when I first started hearing about it, because nobody was talking about it. So I thought, well, they're covering it up. And then the more I've actually, part of my thinking shifted when I talked to a local meteorologist, and he said, there's always been climate change. It goes in cycles. And he gave me at least a chance to look at things from another perspective. Because if you always hang with the people that agree with you, you're always going to get the same results. And so I was very thankful for what he told me on that. And I started looking at a possibility that, well, you know, I don't trust the media. I'm just going to be honest about that. So whatever they say, I kind of think the opposite a lot of times. Now, maybe I'm wrong. But I tend to think, okay, what are they trying to tell us now? So, and maybe they're telling the truth. But that's just the way I've kind of, after seeing and witnessing and listening to many people, there are things they don't seem to cover. You can even see it, like in my business, a local story. If there's a local story about something, it's going to get a different spin locally. It's going to be a more accurate. And then if it makes it to a national news level, there's usually some kind of spin on it. And I've seen that happen before. So I know, especially if you're dealing like with certain topics, UFOs was kind of a taboo, and now they're actually starting to talk about it. But what I find is that now my take on what's going on with climate change could be a part of if we're ascending. And also the sun, I believe, is a living being, as is the earth. And the sun is releasing CMEs. And this is going to affect the planet. Not long term, but it's going to affect it. So maybe some of the things are being caused by that. Certainly some of it's being caused by humans. And I mean, I certainly agree that we have to clean this up. But you better have another plan in place. Or who's going to be able to afford what you're pushing? And is what you're pushing a better alternative? Maybe it won't pull. Well, it will. If you look into it, you'll find that, you know, how do they get the batteries? Where do they get the batteries for these vehicles? What do they have to mine to get those? And what do they do with those when they're done? So they don't recycle. So from what I can see, it's just another way to control us. We were controlled by gasoline and oil, and now they want to control us this way. Maybe some of the same ones that own these companies are just shifting to this, you know? Sooner or later, fossil fuels are going to run out. Yeah. But, you know, is there such a thing called free energy? Was Tesla really experimenting with that? Did he understand what that meant? Were there others? I believe there were. And I believe that we had other options. Now, can I prove any of that? Not at this moment. So we'll leave that as a theory more than anything. So now we have, if this is not, let's look at the fire in Lahaina. Okay, is this caused by global warming? You know, if I was just looking on the surface level of that without looking at all aspects of it, I'd say, yeah, things are getting out of hand here. But then when you start listening to reports coming out of there, and whether or not some of these reports could be faked, but they're showing a different picture. And the same with some of these fires in different parts of the country and different parts of the world. There are things happening, it appears, that are not, these are not fires of natural origin. And I'm not even suggesting arson. There's something more going on, which I'm not going to get into. I have my own theory on it. Maybe you do too. But something doesn't appear to be right. And I trust my intuition on that. And I could be wrong. And maybe what they're telling us about all this is accurate. But I just don't think so. At this point, subject to change. So that's just one subject you look at, and it seems whatever narrative they're trying to push, I tend to think, well, there's got to be another story to this, you know? So a lot of times I go to Golden Age of Gaia, as I mentioned before, an era of light, and they really do get you to think. And a lot of times they don't all agree with each other on some of the articles they present. Some of them are, you know, a little conspiracy-based. Other ones are just spiritual, and those are the ones I enjoy. I enjoy those a lot because it just gets me to think again and keeps me focused on what the prize is. And for me, the prize is ascension, I guess. You know, is that going to happen, and what's it going to be like, and how is that going to work? Something's happening. I think all of us feels, or a lot of us feels, something's going on, right? I mean, who's right on all this or not? That's debatable, right? Is it going to happen soon, or are we talking a long time from now? And if it happens, is everybody going to have a chance to go, or is it just going to be those that are awakened and do certain things like meditate? I look at it as, again, going back to Source. What would Source do? Source would offer everybody, I believe we were beings at one time that were unlimited. That's just my theory belief, you know. That's my inner truth. Could I prove it? No. But we were meant to be unlimited. And somewhere along the way, whether somebody altered us or whatever the case, we're not at that point right now. It's harder for us to attain that. So an unlimited being could basically come and go at will. I think so. And that's what we're talking about when we ascend to this next place. Normally, you know, people, when they talk about ascension, they say, but normally you don't take your body with you. Now you're going to have an opportunity to do that. So I've read a little bit about ascension. Ramtha talked about how he raised his vibration and ascended and left, but he took his body with him because he says, why would you want to be born into another body again? But if you're an ascended master, couldn't you just create one? Yeah, I never got to ask him that question. But so he said, why waste a good body? And you can take it with you and go other places in the universe, or you can leave it behind and come back. I think anything is possible, you know, from that perspective. I think anything is possible. So we talk about ascension and what's it going to mean. And then there are people who talk about the Nesera, Nesera, Jesera, Jesera. And what is that? And are we even going to need it if we're going to this other place? And then people say, well, there's going to be med beds and you're going to be healed. And it's like, I think energy healing is going to be the ultimate way of healing. I mean, I've witnessed it. That just makes sense that would be, you wouldn't need a device unless you're in a more limited state. So people say some of these things may happen after we ascend, and others say it's going to be before. And again, common sense tells me that if these things are going to come forward, it's got to be before because we wouldn't need them afterwards. There's many different people saying a lot of different things. There's a man out there who I started listening to. His name's Ishmael Perez. Are you familiar with him? He's been on Golden Age of Gaia. I didn't even know anything about him. And I started listening. I thought, A lot of things he says are very interesting. But one of the things he suggests is that we're going to be moving to the fourth and fifth dimensions. And if you're in the fourth dimension, you're not quite ready to step into that. And so some of these things may be needed there. Although he said you're not going to be sick and you're not going to have a need for anything. So I don't know. I don't know. The answer to that is I don't know. And some would compare the ascension to the rapture in the Bible. And sure, it seems like it's kind of the same thing. You know, people leave. So then what happens to Earth? Well, according to Ishmael, he said there will be a 3D Earth, but it's not going to be a good place to be. Well, that's good to know. But I mean, I'm not saying I believe 100% anything, but it makes some sense. And again, I go back to what is source, and source is love. So as everybody, I think, would have, in my perspective, my theory would be that we'd all have a choice. It's kind of like when my mom told me in 2008, when I was doing a reading with a seance with a man from Lower Michigan, and he was doing this in Marquette, and my mom came through and defined her pretty well, so I'm pretty sure it was her. And she said I was at a crossroads, and at the time of my life, I wasn't. But I wonder if she was seeing, because, you know, I think spirit, the way I understand it, doesn't really always see time when you get to that next state. So was she seeing what's going on now? And why would this be at a crossroads? Because it could be easy to get caught up in all the things going on out there and have the doom and gloom and the negative and that can kind of suck you into it. I always believe you can pull yourself out. I don't believe that any of us will stay anywhere for any, you know, we always can find our way back, no matter what beings have done anything out there. My belief, my theory, if you will, is that we can return home. That's my truth to me. Something I strongly believe, that we all, it only makes sense that if you come from this all-loving being, and let's say you choose to be a really dark energy, or somehow you become that, you fall into that, wouldn't you be welcome? Isn't there a part of you that already is there? And then also, wouldn't you always be welcome to return back? But whoa, this person, this being did all these things, or this energy that destroyed lives. And again, this is third dimension, and it's not your real self. It's a part of you, but it's not your real self. So not that I'm endorsing that. I only endorse love, but I could see in my perception of it that those beings would eventually work their way back or find their way back. So the crossroads we're at is that the world could get, there could be a lot more things coming down the pike, and then, you know, we have a choice which we're going to go with. And I think, you know, according to Ishmael, he said it could be, you know, you could get caught up in a pretty bad existence. And I believe even then you'll still have a choice if you want to leave that. I don't believe anything catches your soul and can control it. I just don't believe that. That I think that our essence is on so many different levels of consciousness. This is just a small piece of us that is here now. So if you had the ability to capture that, that would just be a small piece of me. That's like my toenail. Hey, give me back my toenail. Give me that. But it is interesting. many of the things he's talked about. I find it very, if you want to check it out, it's at goldenageofgaia.com. He's on there. Just when you get there, you can search for him. A lot of different things he's been. He's really kind of come forward in the last couple of years, but I just kind of discovered him in the last few months and been watching what he's been saying. And so far, you know, that's another thing too, in determining whether or not I think someone's genuine, is you watch him in every circumstance. And some people can be good actors, but you get to sense if this person seems genuine. And he does. But again, it's early. So it's like a politician running for president as we start watching these politicians come out. And, you know, bless them too. But at first, well, this guy seems pretty, I don't know. And then a little more, and you see him a little more. And then, you know, I think people, maybe I'm reading this wrong, but people are tired of the typical politician standing up and rehearsing his speech. They want someone genuine, someone that's going to be speaking from their heart. And I think there's going to come a day when whoever serves us is truly doing that out of service, and will be very transparent, and will be doing it for the greater good of all people. All people, not just one select group, all of us, something that benefits all of us. And maybe we won't even, you know, maybe we won't even need that, a leader at some point. Why would we? You know, once we become more awakened, we can pretty much govern ourselves. So there's been some talk too about another thing that I think could be a theory that could be true, and maybe you've heard about it. They call it the flash, or I don't know, some kind of cosmic event, solar flash. And how do you know if that's going to be true? Well, we won't until it happens, right? So, according to Ishmael and others, this is interesting, I think. The CMEs from the sun are increasing. And eventually it's going to be enough energy that's being sent to us. And it's preparing us for when there's a ton of people, there are psychics and mediums saying that our bodies are going to be more crystalline and not carbon-based. And we're going to go from carbon-based beings to crystalline, which is lighter. And so we're being prepared for that. And this is all part of the ascension thing. So it would only make sense that there's going to be some kind of event that's going to wake everybody up. And I think what's going on right now, again, this is my spin on the truth, I guess. All these things that we're seeing or whatever, to me, and this is, you believe what you want to believe and trust your own intuition and don't trust me and don't follow, in my opinion, don't follow anybody but yourself. But we're being shown the truth if we just want to look for it. And it's going to keep coming out more and more and more. And maybe it's not the whole truth, and maybe there's some lies mixed in with it. But if we just keep watching, it seems like every day there's more and more stuff coming out. And so I think it's going to help us to wake up. These things are going to become very transparent. If you think about it, if we do move to 5D, every thought is going to be heard and felt and known. So you won't have a place to hide. You know, it's like, if you ever have thoughts, which I do, I admit, that aren't always positive towards others, especially if they cut you off or whatever, you know, but only for a moment, usually. But still, I have those thoughts, you know. Or if I hear of something horrific and I think about, why would you do that? But then it's a thought, and I realize it's, from my perspective, my truth is that I don't understand everybody's journey, and there's a reason why, and I have to observe and let it go and try not to judge. Not always easy. So they talk about what it's going to take to ascend. many have talked about this. What is the truth on it? You know, when I read Ramtha, he basically said you got to let go of a lot of things, but he said just raising your vibration more than anything. And how do you raise your vibration? Well, for me, love. When you feel this overwhelming joy in your heart, this love, I don't know about you, but man, that raises my vibration. To hold that steady and then go beyond it is what... No, I've tried. Didn't go anywhere. Didn't ascend. So I'm still working on it. You know, and what, you know, they've claimed that why we couldn't do that is because part of our brain's been shut down and our DNA, which makes sense, but maybe that's not the case. But that makes sense to me, that that is why certain ones have been able to come here and do it, like Jesus, I believe, and maybe Ramtha, if that's even accurate. You know, some people, I don't know where Ramtha stands, because nobody talks about it anymore. You know, and there was a time a lot of people followed that, and then he made some predictions that didn't come forward. And maybe he said some things that, I don't know, I've heard, I don't know, some things that weren't very positive. But I kind of lost interest in the 90s when he kept saying all these things were going to happen, and they never did. You better prepare yourself, and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And so I know people that, you know, I read stories about people that became preppers. They became preppers, started doing it in the 90s, thinking, okay, the government's going to do this, and they're going to set up all this. And now, probably close to 30 years or less than 30 years later, now you can kind of see it. You can see that, I could see if they did this, then this could happen, or this, or this. Not that I worry about any of it, and maybe none of it's true. That's just one of the theories I hold fairly close to what I think could be going on. So maybe Ramtha was an ascended master. He explained it in detail, how to do that. But I do really think if we're gonna move on to a higher vibration, we're really gonna have to let go of all negative feelings that we have towards ourselves or anybody or anything. We've got to make peace with all that. That just makes sense, doesn't it? If you're holding on to something, it's gonna hold you back. So that's one of them. What else? You know, there are things that you don't even realize in your life until a thought hits you. It's like, oh yeah, I remember that person. I didn't like them. And so it's like, okay, I haven't let go of that. Here I'm thinking I'm letting go of things. And it's like, well, apparently I haven't let go of that, because that just popped in and it didn't sit well with me. So there's still more work to be done. And frankly, I think everybody probably needs that. You know, people that you might listen to, or they're still here. Let's put it this way. They're still here. They might give you all this advice. Well, to ascend, you got to do this and you must do that. And it's like, but you're still here. Well, I'm still there. Yeah, I'm working on it. So who do we trust more than anyone? Ourselves. It's good to get some, listen to people and get some other things from others. But in the end, it's, you know, it's easy to gravitate towards people we think have some abilities. And maybe they do. But in the end, they're in the same boat as us, are they not? So we just have to, you know, I think our inner guidance, our intuition, we have nothing to worry about. It's going to lead us. And there's always love. It's always going to be there trying to help us. Unless we totally defy it and say, nope, I'm going this way. That's it. Mind is made up. So whatever's going on in the world, we've got the war in Ukraine. It seems to never be ending. And I don't know what people think of that, but I don't accept the narrative. And I'll just leave it at that, that we're being told. I think there's more to that, which I've looked at a little bit. You know, I try to look at all things. And I try to look at both sides of them. Because how do you get to the truth if you just hang on to one side, whatever you've been told? Whatever you've been at growing up or whatever, went to college or went to school and they told you this, and oh, that's the truth. or maybe your parents or whoever influenced you. And ultimately, each of us has to find it for ourselves. And whatever we choose, you know, I think when you choose it, it chooses you. There's an old saying, if you seek it, it will seek you. And this is so true, at least from what I can see, when I started going down the road of wanting to have podcasts and talk to people. People out of nowhere would seem to contact me or connect with me, or people in this town. There was a guy years ago, he showed up at the radio station and he had quite a story to tell. And people knew that I was into these more open-minded things, we can call them that, weird things, some people might say. And so they sent him back to me in my studio. And I talked to him for a while. And his story was about being in Germany in the 60s and early 70s and was kidnapped off an American base and brought to this farm and given psychedelics. And he said they were trying to create people that could do remote viewing. And now if you find out a few years later, the government actually did, you know, there have been people that admitted that remote viewing was a thing. But in the early days, were they using psychedelics? Maybe. I mean, how do you prove that? But that could have been the case. And then eventually they realized that you don't need that. The mind can actually access different places. And this is a thing they've admitted, that they've done that before. So I think that's a very true thing. So what this man was telling me is like, wow, pretty interesting. Because he had psychic ability. He was given some kind of test and he scored high. And this is why when he was on the base in Germany, he was basically taken to this farm, not knowing what for. And then he was experimented on. That's his story. So I just, those kind of people have just showed up, you know. It's like, I wonder why that's happening. Well, it's all coincidence. Yeah. Is it a form of the truth? Certainly could be, right? Could be. So I don't take anything at 100% other than my core beliefs, you know. Certain a couple core beliefs, but other than that, anything's possible. That's the way I look at it. And my ego would like to think that, well, you've got it pretty well figured out over there, TJ. You sure do. Pat yourself right on the back. No. I kind of dispensed with that fella a while back. He still shows up, but I don't embrace him. I don't need him. I can coexist because I think it's part of us, but I don't seek that out anymore. You know, when I first got on radio, that was more towards wanting to fill my ego and be important and all this other stuff and get attention. And once you start, at least from my perspective, once you start going down the road towards spirituality or getting to know yourself or God or Source, then that stuff just falls away. It's natural. It's just like, don't need it. So that's where I think we're going to go. I think people are going to eventually realize that. All the things we have in our world, you see people are getting fed up with working. Some people are saying, well, they're just lazy. That's those Gen Zers. I mean, maybe that's the truth for some people. What's wrong with being lazy? Why should we have to work? Because we have to feed ourselves. Nobody else is going to do it for us. But we've been caught up, from my perspective, this is part of the control, that you're limited beings and you have to do this. And blah, blah, blah. Furthermore, you know, where does all our tax money go? Couldn't we take care of people better? I think we could. Couldn't we maybe have health care? Maybe. And some other things? If this money wasn't disappearing and we're not knowing where it's going. But I don't even want to get started on all that stuff. So I understand why, I think, why people feel the way they do. And I was talking about it on the radio this morning, actually, and I said, you know, people were saying, I no longer want to be in crowds, and I no longer want to do this, and I no longer want to go on social media. and I no longer want to work over 40 hours a week. I don't know how the generation did that before me. And my comment was, maybe we're starting to wake up. And I don't know if anybody, maybe we're just kind of coming to this awareness here that there's something more. And that's where I think a lot of people are at. And I do believe it's possible that maybe there will be a solar flash and that will zap us. According to Ismail, he says he felt that the Mayan calendar was actually wrong by 12 years. And so instead of the dawning of the new age being 2012, he said it's 2024. Now, he gets all of his information. He downloads it, he claims, from his higher self, which is good. Why not? You know? I look at Renata Maniachi, and she does the same thing. She trusts her higher self, and it's like, yeah, I like that. Why not? I mean, you still could be misled, but I would do trust that more than I would trust somebody that says, well, I've got a channeled message here. I think channeled messages can be good, but, you know, unless you know the person, unless you've worked with them, unless their messages hold some weight, and even then, sometimes they could be interpreted wrong, you know. So I like the idea of connecting to my own higher self and allowing that to come through. Like I said, when was that my higher self? When I heard the God is neutral. And then I also, to follow up on that, a few weeks later, after that, I had that message. I thought, wonder what I'm doing, you know, because am I on the right course? It seems like I could have easily gotten out of radio, but like the doors opened, like things lined up for me. When I was just at my lowest moment, it all fell into place. And I got another job down south. And then I sensed with my intuition it was time to get out, which is a good thing, because my general manager got fired down there. He got into it with the owner. And I was very close with the GM, so I probably would have been gone. And I just knew something was not right. And I looked around and I took this job up here. And this was a great opportunity to reconnect with my son and my family and be close to him. And, you know, I didn't really want to do that. I wanted to have a career that would be, ooh, I'm going to go places. No, so glad I came back. And so glad that I'm connected to nature where I live and being up here. So it's like I was destined to be. And then, you know, my podcast, a friend of mine had to talk me into it. Not that it's like any earth-shaking thing, my podcast, but it's just part of contributing to what I think a lot of others are doing. You know, we all have our own way of doing it. And we're all, as light workers, I think we just hold that vibration that we are allowing others to grab onto it. And it doesn't even have to be listening to something. Just holding that thought, it goes out. That's my belief. That's my truth. I could be wrong. So I asked God, what am I supposed to be doing? Am I doing the right thing? And the response I got almost immediately was, this sounds like the being that I call Source or God. Do as you wish. It's like, but I've got this important mission. There's many of us light workers here now. We're trying to free and liberate Earth and blah, blah. He also should have said, or she also should have said, don't take yourself too seriously. Okay. So I just wanted to touch on that. I know, you know, the goal of this program has been to uncover things. And I know there are people out there going way further down the rabbit hole than I do. And I want to keep the focus on love, because to me, that's the highest truth of all. And everything else kind of just comes off of that. And I can't say for sure 100% what a lot of those things are true or not. Theories that I have, how do you prove them? One thing I can prove is I know there's love because I felt that from both my parents. I know that I'm pretty sure we go on because I saw both of them as clear as they were sitting in the studio with me. And is vivid. And so everything else is like part of what goes on here. And I think it, as far as I'm concerned, that you do whatever you want, but I'm going to trust myself and my own intuition more than anything else and continue to develop that. And if you ever want to share something with me, don't get me wrong. I'm very open-minded and I'd like to hear it. And especially if it's putting a good message out, or if you had an experience that you want to talk about. Again, I may not do the paranormal as much as I used to, but I still do. And I love to talk to people directly because, again, a lot of times these people that are well-known or somehow got a following, I've seen a change in a lot of those people. They're not what they once were. And ego maybe has something to do with that. And so they kind of lost sight of it a little bit. And I also think, you know, if you start letting ego get in there, it kind of taints what you can do as far as abilities. So I just humble people, telling their story, whatever. And I'm pretty much interested in anything, you know, that people want to share experiences. So I certainly wish you the best. I hope that you're, whatever you're going through, if you are going through anything, that you can find peace with all of it. It seems like it's been amped up a bit more, doesn't it? Things have been amped up a bit more. And I know there's a lot of worry about the economy and all these other things and growing unrest, division between one group and another. And I think it all has to play out. And I believe, you know, there's a part of me also that believes that there may be some ones helping us out from other places, whether you want to call it from space or inner dimensions. I think we've had assistance. And I think we do have it. Is there some kind of battle going on? You know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, that the Q movement talks about a secret military and they're going to take back. And I don't know. But it's possible. I don't really follow that too much. Just because I don't want to go too far down those rabbit holes, it's easy to dwell on it. Or get your hopes up, like I've seen people that started believing that, and then nothing happened. And they're going, well, I hope something happens, or maybe this was just a hoax. I know that when the forces of light, however they show up here, whether they're physically involved with something going on behind the scenes, or whether it's just more and more souls show up that are light, the darkness is not going to stick around because it'll be too much. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Who knows what the truth might be? I send you love. Thank you for listening.